Diaz calmed down. You know, obviously he was very upset and frustrated after the game on Tuesday night, and understandably so, because there's no way we should have thrown those points away. But we've had a meeting this morning to talk about it, and you know, he's made it clear that it's gone now and we've got to move on to Saturday.
Did the players offer any explanations as to what happened in the closing minutes? Because you were in such control of the game.
Yeah, we were absolutely cruising. We didn't play particularly well. I don't, you know, and it certainly wasn't. I can't imagine it was a great spectacle to watch, because it was a pretty poor game. But at 1-0 up with 5 minutes to go, you know, there's certainly no way we should have been losing the game. And you know, I think we would have all been disappointed if it had just been a point. Mm. But you know, that's football. Things like that happen, and we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and we go again Saturday.
Have you seen him more annoyed than that?
There's been a couple of occasions down the years when he's not been happy after games.
Yeah, yeah.
But probably that's up there with the most frustrated, I think he was. Yeah. As I said, understandably so. That, you know, there's no way we should have thrown those points away.
Then again, you guys as well, you know that you should have won that game. You don't really need telling, do you?
You say that, but a manager is always going to give his opinions after a game, yeah, and you know, yeah. that, you know, that's part of his job. Even if the gaffer didn't vent his frustration after the game, you know, it would have been a very, very low dressing room. You know, all the lads, we were all absolutely devastated, because we know we should have had a very important and a very valuable 3 points. You know, the gaffer's obviously always going to tell us, but we knew ourselves that you know, that we'd thrown away a really good chance.
One of the things he did say was that if he could, he might sell one or two of the players. He didn't say everybody, so I don't know whether he was including you in that one, Barry. But is it just a case of things get said sometimes in the heat of the moment after a match?
Well, you'd have to ask the manager that.
Sure.
You know, we've all seen, obviously, you know, we're going to have seen all his post-match comments. But you know, he's the manager. He's got to speak to the press after every game, and you know, he was very, very frustrated. So you know, it is what it is. That's just part and parcel of the game.
And just a final one on that, he did say as well, lack of leadership, lack of character.
Well, yeah. As I said before, there's no way we should have thrown those points away. You know, we've watched the goals back, and there were poor goals to give away. There's no hiding behind that. At 1-0. We were cruising. We conceded the first goal. Then we maybe, with what, 5-6 minutes to go, we maybe attacked a little bit too much and left ourselves open to the counter attack. So we should have maybe had more about us, just to say, okay, well, let's, you know, we've maybe lost 2 points, but let's not lose a point. But we didn't, and we unfortunately we lost all 3 points.
For all that, still plenty of games to go. You're 7 points off the playoffs. It is still possible to salvage the season, isn't it? But you've got to start that salvage job right now.
Not without a shadow of a doubt. We've got to get more consistent. That's 2 wins, 2 draws, and 2 losses in the last 6 games. We've got to start putting better runs together. You know, of going maybe 6, 7, 8 games unbeaten and getting 5 or 6 wins in that. You know, if we're serious about being in the playoffs, which, with the ability we have in the squad, I believe we are, but we've got to start putting a more consistent run of form together.
Starting with Newport County, you've had a good run in the FA Cup, but they've recently lost their manager. So how good an opportunity is this?
They're all winnable games in this league. It doesn't matter who you play. Every team is capable of beating each other. It does, you know, the game does take on probably extra significance at home after the other night, but you know, it's a very winnable game. You know, if we perform like we know we can, you know, we know we're more than capable of winning the game. But we have to perform better than we have been, certainly at home in recent times.
What would you say to the fans who are umming and ahhing about going?
Please come and stick with us. We need their support. We need to get as many people through the gate to help us out. The last home game before the other night, we put on a pretty good display against Yeovil, albeit it was a little bit closer than it should have been. It was a very entertaining game, so hopefully we can replicate that and certainly replicate the result of the Yeovil game.